La gracia del Señor Jesucristo sea con ustedes. I told you it was going to be good. I told you in my e-notes it was going to be good. Was it good? Amen? It was so good. So I've been listening because I'm kind of geeky about the music stuff. I've been listening all week on YouTube. Thank God. What did we do before we had YouTube? I guess we had like little CDs and stuff, or I don't know. But I've been listening to the Rudder Gloria all week long. I've been singing in the shower. I've been humming it at the end of it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Walking around, Linda's like, are you okay? Is everything all right? You know, little flinches and all that. But the text, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth. And as I listened to it, one of my favorite Hasidic stories came to mind. And so I'll share it with you. A tailor visits his rabbi. And he says, Rabbi, I have a problem with prayer. I'm a tailor, and from time to time, people compliment me on my skills. Well, of course they do, Mendel, said the rabbi. I mean, you're a really good tailor. You're my tailor. That's very good to hear that, Rabbi. I appreciate that. One kind word can keep me going for a whole week, maybe longer. But if people came to me all day, every day, saying, Mendel, you're a wonderful tailor. Mendel, you are a splendid tailor. Mendel, you are a glorious tailor all day long, day after day. It would drive me crazy. I would tell everyone, go away and leave me to do my work in peace. Now, this is what bothers me about prayer. If just once a week we told God how wonderful God is, and not all of us, but just a couple of us, once a week. Isn't that all God would need? Is God really so insecure as to need all of us to offer thanks and praise morning, noon, and night? Hundreds, thousands, millions of people all praising God. Surely this would drive God crazy. The rabbi smiled and said, oh, Mendel, you are absolutely right. You have no idea how difficult it is for God to listen to all of our praises day in and day out. But God knows how important it is for us to offer our praise. And so because of God's great love for us, God tolerates all of our prayers. God puts up with us. I would like to think that if God has any sense at all, she didn't just tolerate the praise this morning. Amen? She absolutely loved it. But the rabbi still has a point. I mean, we need to offer praise and thanks every single day. We need to come together to offer our praise, especially when our lives get difficult and complicated and messy. We need to be together. Now, I suppose the skeptics among us might have another question. They might say, well, why? I mean, couldn't our time together be better put to use? We could be sitting here writing notes to our legislators, or we could be making health kits for flood victims, or we could be out in the neighborhood, all of us together, planting trees. And my response is yes, 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 we could do all of those things. We need to do all of them. We've actually done many of those things. But we also need to praise God together and often. Because on our own, I know you. I'm your pastor, and you know me. On our own, we don't do it. We don't ever get around to it. And so we must be together to praise. If you want to do something subversive, sometimes I think the most subversive thing that we can do is to gather here on Sunday morning and praise God for an hour, because we're what? We're giving up everything that our culture says is important, like all of our working and all of our doing and all of our making and all of our producing, and we're just going to be here in the presence of God and in the presence of each other and pray and praise. That's pretty subversive. Praise together lifts me out of the suffocating boxes and the tangled messes of my own making, and it sends me reeling and reveling with the news that, despite all appearances, this earth is the dwelling place of God. Praise reminds me of everything that I've forgotten during the week. I have amnesia, I guess, that God is with me, that God is behind me, that God's ahead of me, that God is underneath me, undergirding me, that there is something far greater than me and all of my gifts that I need, that I'm actually longing for, but not even listening or hearing myself, that I cannot live without. Listen to these lines from U2 in Acrobat. "And I'd join the movement if there was one I could believe in. Yeah, I'd break bread and wine if there was a church I could receive in, because I need it now to take the cup, to fill it up, to drink it slow. Because I need it now." Praise pushes me outside the locked rooms of my preferences and my prejudices. Praise urges me beyond my narrow ways of seeing the world. Praising God presses me into making actual contact with my neighbor and sets me on the path to love. Here's Bono again in the song One. It's Music Sunday, right? It's okay to quote you too? Okay, good. One love. One blood, one life. You got to do what you should. One life with each other, sisters, brothers, one life, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other. Carry each other. I think that might be my favorite line in all of you two. Praise reminds me who has me. The brokenness of this world does not have me. The darkness of this world does not have me. The beauty of God has me. The glory of God's Spirit has me. The luminescence of the divine has me. And yes, we do carry each other, and we get carried. May praise ever be. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.